Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Ready to go? Tan? Well, sort of. I'm trying to cut down on that a little bit. Rested. Coming to you from that undisclosed Jersey Shore location. And there's a lot of big national stories, but I do have a seagull update to tell you about and see what you think about it. And if you've been to the Jersey Shore since Ocean City brought in that owl, most people think it's the owl, not the hawks, that's doing this. We'll get to that. But I do have another animal story to give you that involves my alma mater. And I want to talk about this a little bit. Then I want to tell you in moments what the Philadelphia police told me over the weekend. They sent me all the information. I've been in touch with their, you know, leadership about last week's shootout and how they're wanting to honor the now 10 cops they're honoring that were involved in that. And I told them, you know, I think Talk Radio 1210 listeners are pent up to be out there and show our support. I'll give you all the details on that. And I want you to save that date and come out and be part of people that think the same way on this stuff. Because sadly, there are people in town, including one pundit who wrote a piece today, BillyPenn.com, how she understands why about 100 to 200 people were elbowing and screaming at the police and throwing things because of past years of police racism. This was a defense mechanism. I told you it would happen. There was also a protest on Friday night at Germantown and Erie Avenues of people defending the shooter. And there are legal groups involved saying maybe the police should not have raided this building, the original drug house they saw transporting drugs to this building. That's why they raided it. So there's some doubts about warrants in this. If you can imagine, just another day in Philadelphia. One day we were pretty much all together, right? Almost all together about the police shooting and the bravery and the fact of divine providence that all 10, the six that were shot, went home the same day. So we'll get to all that. But I want to call into question, it's finally here. I'm looking at Philly.com this morning, and they're going to round the horn. There's got to be 20 area colleges. What's new? Because we're on the cusp. I'm not sure if they start this week or next week. It's more likely next week, right, Dan? I don't think they start this week.
I will have to get that for you. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure which day. It might be this week. So they're talking about University of Pennsylvania. The squash courts are ready that they developed. That tells you something. Wow, we got the squash courts. And I played squash. Or was it handball? I kind of have to think of squash and handball. So, you know, each one has this renovation, that. They put in this new building. They spent that. It's incredible, the amounts of money. $75 million here, $20 million here. My alma mater, LaSalle University, though, wanted everyone to know that St. George Hall is now ready for the doggies. Who let the dogs out? That's exactly what's happening. Remember this? And now we're going to see the first days of it. So I'm down the shore, but I got to, you know, it's not far from me. I got to get over to LaSalle. I got to bring some sound back. I have to go to the doggy dormitory. It's a dormitory. Well, Sal's the only one in the area for snowflakes. It will have amenities. Listen to this now, amenities. Students will bring their own approved dogs on campus as pets. Amenities include a dog run for exercise, an on-campus washing station, and a dog-friendly lounge. The Fido Lounge. I mean, I think Fido's the most famous. No, the Rin Tin Tinette's older. What's the most prompt? The Scooby-Doo Lounge. And upperclassmen who choose to live in St. George Hall may now bring an approved dog with them to campus this semester. An approved dog is under 30 pounds and is registered with the Division of Student Affairs in accordance with the guidelines included with the complete policy available for download below. I have to get the full policy. Okay. Students who own a dog on campus must sign a dog ownership agreement. The approved dog must have all necessary vaccinations and licenses, be spayed or neutered at the appropriate age, must have current identification tags, and must be tagged with the student owner's contact information. Your roommate, apartment mates, must sign a roommate attesting, acknowledging a dog will be living in their unit. For the checklist of all required items and necessary forms, you can download this. So can you imagine a dog-friendly lounge? Now, you may remember why this policy, now they'll say it was put into play because students were emotionally needy. This is the whole issue of snowflakes. I mean, that's what this comes down to, as I see it. But in addition to that, this is a draw. This makes LaSalle stand out. LaSalle, wow, they have it. Can you imagine the tours? Here's a dog friendly lounge.
Dom, I actually went into one of the hallways in LaSalle and got some audio if you want to hear it.
Oh, yeah. What's it like over there at St. George Hall? They're getting ready for final exams. All right. Are they happy with their professors? Are they happy with their roommates? Yeah. Nice work by you. That was quick detective work. We only saw this at 7. Dan's already been over to LaSalle and back. So August 26th is the start date. 855-839-1210. Now, when we talked about this when it first broke, people were pinning this, and rightfully so. This is the type of nonsense that goes on, trigger warning, everything else that goes into it. It's emotional support. Now, I don't know. I don't see anything in here if the dogs can go in the classroom or not. You know, you'll be seeing service dogs, emotional needs dogs, and all that stuff. It's just overwhelming. But is this the first wave I was thinking today? First, it's the dogs. What about the cats? I mean, cats are easier to care for, right? How about the pig pets? You know, how about anything a student needs to make them feel comfortable at LaSalle? Now, the fact that it's fairly high crime area with all these break-ins and robberies and gun pointings at some of the apartments and all, maybe a Doberman Pinscher might be, or a pit bull. I don't know. These dogs have to be under 30 pounds, so I don't know what that breed is.
Shih Tzu.
But I'm looking at someone. I'm looking at someone comfy in one of these. They show a picture of what it's going to look like, and the dog's all cuddled up as they're studying for the final exam. So we're on it. We have the actual sound from inside LaSalle St. George Hall. The dogs are stretching their legs. They're getting ready to start another semester. They seem to be pretty happy. All righty, 855-839-1210.
I'm kind of offended, Dom.
Because
the Department of Transportation just a couple days ago started allowing miniature horses to be used as support animals on flights. And my miniature horse is not going to allow me to live at a LaSalle dormitory now?
That's right. The miniature, now how big's a miniature horse that we know?
They're like, what, 3 feet tall?
Still. I mean, does the horse take a seat, or the horse is in the cargo hold of the plane? And that's...
I think it takes a seat.
This is... Oh, a seat. Okay. Imagine you're sitting next to... You got to be in the middle between the horse and the person. But here we have it with Sal. Yeah, what about the miniature horses? Dan's right. What other pets? Now, does this make the university stand out? That they're, you know, catering to every student need, or does it make them, in my view, more of a laughingstock? And that this is a ploy just to get students to say, this is snowflake you. This is the type of thing, you know, you don't even need your own therapy. We have the dog there for you. And it's going to be really interesting to see how students and professors take to this, how our canine friends become part of the campus. 855-839-1210. Now, with the Philadelphia police, since last Thursday, it's been a whirlwind. August 29th, mark that date down. August 29th at the FOP beautiful banquet facility, which is on Caroline Road in the far northeast. It's a massive parking lot. You'll find parking. 6 p.m. Thursday night, August 29th. And it's the headline is, We Toast Our 10. Toast Our 10. So there's the six cops that you know about that were shot, wounded, and went home, and four others who were injured, some fairly severely, during the getting there and all the things that went into it. So they're honoring 10. And we were coming up with names the other day, the real squad. Now that we have 10, 10's an easier number to deal with. It's going to be a fabulous night. I'll be there. And I hope that literally hundreds and hundreds of Talk Radio 1210 listeners will come out to send a message that is starting to be questioned again in the media. You're seeing more of this that here in Philadelphia, I gave you some of the particulars. You have a columnist today saying there's people harassing the police at the shooting. They were just doing this out of a defense mechanism. You know, after years of racism and all that, what do you expect them to do? When cops are being shot at protecting them, you have the search warrant being questioned. You have, I'm told that it was a cherry picker that got the cops out of there that were on the second floor when they distracted the shooter with stun grenades and things of that nature. I mean, this is an all-time feel-good moment. I'm so glad the FOP is carrying it forward. And they are going to allow that this continue with the police being celebrated here. It's a night of celebration. It's a night of standing with the police, who are often under fire. And even in this, there are people out there that there was a protest march and everything else. Now, admittedly, there hasn't been a frontal assault on the police on this yet, fully. But there are voices out there, and they just want to move on from this. What a proud moment it was. How unbelievable it was what they went through and what they were able to do, including not taking out the shooter. So 855-839-1210, you can be that first call. Now, today in history, I noticed that Groucho Marx, one of the all-time funny and sarcastic comedians, you know, when your name is Groucho, when you're part of one of the most famous groups of comedians, I think the Marx Brothers, though, give way, Dan, to the Stooges. The Stooges are more prominent than the Marx Brothers, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Yeah, I think so. Even all the various iterations of some of the Stooges, yeah, they're more prominent. And there's a Philadelphia connection with them. But who's your all-time funny man or woman? Is there, you know, very few female? We might do that sometime. What women are funny? Let's see. Elizabeth Warren, pretty funny. Gillibrand, devastatingly funny. It's hilarious, the stuff she comes out with. Oh, no, Marianne Williamson. That would be the funny one. But you have one, Dan. Tell us who your all-time, the person that makes you laugh the most.
Well, it's not a woman, but it's Robin Williams. I absolutely love Robin Williams.
Yeah, I had another one, but I am such a fan of mimicry. The ability to move all those things in and out. Even did it in... the film he made in this area, the high school film. Why am I blanking on the name? Robin Williams, yeah, I admire that talent, and he's probably the best at it.
So why do you never remember Dead Poet Society?
Dead Poet Society, yes.
Weren't you a teacher? Shouldn't you remember that?
Yes, Middlemarch, Delaware. That's right, yes. Or Middleton, Delaware. That's where they filmed it. Yeah, Dead Poet Society. Even in there, he did John Wayne. He did a bunch of things. The favorite scene in there is standing on top of the desk. Rip, rip. They're ripping out the textbook, particularly toward the end of the film. All right. So hit me with that funny man or woman. Who is it that to you is hilarious? Please don't call Dan and go back to Red Skelton. No, we always get the Red Skelton call. Enough with Red Skelton or something like that. Let's make it the last 25 years at least. 855-839-1210. You get a line, you can get on board with... I haven't had a good run with comedians. I did two big Jay Leno interviews, and he thought my questions were too probing and kind of went after me as if I were grilling him. You know, it wasn't a good sight, and I love Jay Leno. All right, so your calls are next. Jump on board. Funniest person ever at the end of your call. Hit us with LaSalle now. Wanted you to know St. George's Hall is ready. You heard the doggies. They're gearing up for a big semester. Give me the exact verbiage, Dan.
In the coming week, Philadelphia universities are going to start classes. LaSalle is opening a dog-friendly dorm. Should students be allowed to have dogs live in their dorms? Currently, 32% say yes, 68% say no. At Dom Show 1210 to vote.
All right, 32% weighing in. They like the doggy idea. I guess the argument is it fosters some kind of responsibility or something like that, right? I just see this as classic. I mean, this is what colleges are distinguishing themselves by doing. They're offering things like this that have nothing, and it helps to continue to allow them to keep the same rates versus quality education, that kind of thing, what you're going to do in the future. Yes, and let's see here, Dan Borowski, on your resume, you had your pooch in your dormitory. We're going to hire you because of that. That shows responsibility. Or does? Why did you have an evil? Well, you know, the dog was such a comfort. It was emotional. It's a service dog. And if I come to work for you, I'd want to bring my miniature horse every day. I'm sure people in the office are going to just love to have that. It's just an endless parade of this stuff. That's what I think it's about. But people in the Twitter poll already saying, no, good idea. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. So at Philly.com, a woman named Melissa Simpson says, in a world where unarmed black men are shot down by law enforcement for simply existing, Maurice Hill's story has the makings of a fable. The Instagram was awash with memes and skits around this guy. And then she writes, and the people that were there, what seems like disregard for law enforcement, what was going on with the mob there, is really a defense mechanism because of all these years of police oppression. Wow. That is just, but it's out there. Pundits are starting to come out, relooking at this. You know, they were wise enough to know while this was happening, the police had relatively universal support, pretty much. But, you know, this fades. So I think FOP Lodge 5, I think they're smart to honor these 10 officers. Again, it's happening August 26th at 6 p.m. I'll be there, and I hope that you come out. I hope we bring – I hope that place, it's a nice big space that you can barely get in there. And it sends a message to these people in Philadelphia who don't support police that a lot of people do. Now, here's a question. Will the mayor show up there? I'm not sure about that. Will Larry Krasner? No, I don't think the Kras will be there. You know, what politicians will show up? Some will, because some do support the police. They don't think it's negative to be standing there with these cops. If you can't stand with the cops that were shot in this incident, then you really don't support police, and you're never going to support police if you're afraid of backlash on this. You think this would be universally friendly. Okay, now, today's a big hearing. I am thrilled with how people, even in the suburbs, not just in Philadelphia, because this involves Pennsylvania too, are so opposed and wanting to know what's happening next with the so-called safe injection site in Philadelphia. Well, today is a hearing before a judge, Judge Gerald McHugh. And I think this is going to be problematic. Okay. Federal judge, Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Today, the social justice warriors will lay out the nuts and bolts of how they will do this safe injection site. They'll be countered by the Trump appointee, Bill McSwain, the U.S. attorney. You know about this, right? Here's the thing about the judge. This judge is an Obama appointee. That's one strike. But he's also, based upon what I'm reading, someone who is thoroughly Catholic. And by that, I mean when I look at the analysis and I look at what they're talking about, and here's what I wanted to talk about. Now, if you heard that before, you would say, well, Dom, that's not bad. What's the problem with that? Well, he went to St. Joe's Prep, and he appears to me to be a social justice warrior Catholic. Here's one thing. In his senior year at St. Joe's, in my senior year, St. Joe's named me what is called a college scholar, Judge McHugh said. I had literally no coursework and spent the entire year researching and writing Christian Faith and Criminal Justice. This book talks about the need to differentiate between how government looks at crime, an approach that has to do with social order, and the way a Christian should look at crime, an approach to find a way to forgive and reintegrate offenders. The book was published through a Jesuit grant. There's what I wanted to ask. You know, in the past, if you heard this person was a practicing Catholic on something like this, wouldn't it be interesting to hear? Do you think Archbishop Shep Hugh, do you think the average mainstream Catholic bishop or whatever would say, yes, it's fine to have these safe injection sites. We have a problem. We have to help people so they don't kill themselves. We have to violate the law. We have to strip human dignity. And we have to put more people at risk in Kensington for the safe injection site. But when I'm reading about this guy, I'm getting very worried. And I wanted to broaden it out. You have any number of these Catholics now who are the same, who are the Pope Francis type of Catholics. And they are all over the place. Many of them at the national level of the Democratic Party. The only thing the religion seems to mean to them is it has nothing to do with pro-life. It has to do with the progressive agenda. I don't know. I'm just telling you, reading this today, though, this judge appears to have that. He is ripe for this. Now, he wouldn't be the final say, per se, but he could stop this right now. And you don't hear people, if he does stop it, I think he's informed by this woke Catholic stuff. Or if he lets it go, I mean. I don't think you're going to hear the other side saying, whoa, 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 you can't bring your religion in. You got to decide just on the facts. Well, this is not just a factual thing. This also has, let's face it, a perspective here. And if Philadelphia gets this safe injection site, there is no boundary to where they're going. They'll be the first in the country. They're the only ones still with the soda tax, even though it's been knocked down in other places. This will be the capital. Yeah, I know Portland's got more Antifa. We saw that over the weekend. But Philadelphia will be right there, without a doubt. So is that what it means when you, do you get a little bit worried when you hear these are Catholics? See, this is okay, his background that I'm reading that's put out here. But when it, how would this play if he were coming up for the Supreme Court? Well, the left would have no problem with it because this kind of Catholicism fits their agenda. But if you're a pro-life Catholic, like Judge Coney Barrett, who's next in line for Trump to appoint to the Supreme Court, it's a big problem. They go after you. They attack you directly, like Dianne Feinstein. The doctrine lives in you and all that stuff.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.